Genesis chapter 10, the story about Noah's family. Verse 1. This story is about Shem, Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Noah. It is a list of the children that were born after the flood. The tribes that came from Japheth. Genesis chapter 10, verse 2. Japheth's sons were named Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras. Gomer's sons were named Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarmah. Javan's sons were named Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Rodanim. All of the people that came from Japheth had families, and they ended up being different tribes. Every tribe had their own language and their own country. Some of these tribes lived in country next to the Mediterranean Sea. The tribes that came from Ham. Genesis chapter 10, verse 6. Ham's sons were Cush, Egypt, Put, and Canaan. Cush's sons were named Seba, Havilah, Sabtah, Rama, and Sabtecha. And the sons of Rama were named Sheba and Dedan. One of Cush's sons was named Nimrod. When Nimrod grew up, he was a strong fighter, and with God's help, he became a really good hunter. Whenever people talked about good hunters, they said things like, "That man is a really good hunter like Nimrod." Later on, Nimrod was the boss of all the towns called Babylon, Erech, Akkad, and Calneh. All these towns were in a country called Shinar, which is another name for Babylonia. From there, Nimrod went to another country called Assyria, and he built the towns called Nineveh, Rehoboth-ur, Calah, and a big town called Rezin. Rezin was between Nineveh and Calah. A list of Ham's sons. Genesis chapter 10, verse 13. Ham had a son named Egypt. This is the list of Egypt's sons: Lud, Anam, Lehab, Naphtah, Pathrus, Kaslah, and Kaphtor. All these sons had families, and their families grew so big they were called tribes. The Philistine nation came from the Kaslah tribe. Ham's other son, Canaan, named his first son Sidon. These are the names of Canaan's other sons: Heth, Jebus, Amor, Girgash, Hiv, Ark, Sin, Arvad, Zema, and Hamath. All these sons had families, and their families grew so big they were called tribes. Later on, the tribes that came from Canaan split up and went to different places. The tribes that came from Canaan were called Canaanites. Those tribes lived in country that was as far north as a town called Sidon, and as far south as the town of Gaza, and as far east as the towns called Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, Zeboim, and Lasha. Yes, all these people were part of Ham's family. All the sons had their own tribes, languages, and their own country. The tribes that came from Shem. Genesis chapter 10, verse 21. Shem was Japheth's older brother, and Eber's family were part of Shem's family. You see, Shem's sons were Elam, Asher, Arphaxad, Lud, and Aram. Aram's sons were named Uz, Hul, Gether, and Mash. Arphaxad's son was named Shelah, and he had a son named Eber. Eber had two sons. The first son was Peleg, and his brother was Joktan. The name Peleg means split up. You see, Peleg was still alive when all the people split up into different tribes and went all over the world. Joktan was the father of Almodad, Shelath, Hazarmaveth, Jera, Hadaram, Uzal, Dikla, Obal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophar, Havilah, and Jobab. All of these people came from Joktan and lived in the east hill country that goes from a place called Mesha all the way to another place called Sephar. All these people came from Shem. They were all different tribes and had their own country and their own language. And so this is a list of all the families and tribes that came from Noah. They split up into their own nations and spread out all over the earth after the big flood.